Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer. Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And we just give God praise that we are able to come on this great Tuesday morning where we begin our day to give God praise in prayer. Amen. We want to, as our scripture is of today, Colossians 4, 2 through 4, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. And I pray that for all the saints of God today, that we are devoting ourselves to prayer. We're being watchful and thankful. We know the times are distressing, even fearful. But glory and thanks be to God, our Savior, who gives us victory after victory, amen, and victory on overcoming faith. That's what God gives us. We press on, we endure, we have great encouragement from our God, from our Father. We are thankful unto Him. So we are going to God in prayer. Pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you. You are so mighty. You are so great. There is none like you. God, we lift you up. We magnify your holy name. God, we thank you for this glorious day that you've given us, a day that you have made. And so we are going to be glad and we are going to rejoice in you and in our salvation. Oh, God, thank you that we come to you in prayers. You give miracles and you answer prayers mightily. Oh, God, beyond what we can ask or imagine. Right now, we are asking for souls that are in the harvest field, that you would send laborers into the harvest. Oh, God, we know that there are already workers in the harvest field all over the world. God, I lift up Grace Point Ministries in Kenya and the Gospel of Asia, or the continent of Asia, all the missionaries all over the world. We pray for supernatural protection, safety, safe travels, and provision because we know all these come from you. You're great and mighty. You're wonderful. So, God, we have an expectation of your glorious, amen, ways and your deeds to be seen by all, and that you be glorified, you be magnified and praised, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God, that hallelujah, that souls are coming out of darkness into the marvelous light, their minds being unblinded to the gospel, that they have an eye to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying and convicting them of, leading them to repentance, that they will be baptized with water and filled with your Holy Spirit. This is all to your glory. This is all to your praise. God, we glorify you right now that our children or youth, Father God, are being saved. And even a little child shall lead them, parents and adults and their siblings and peers. Father God, I thank you right now, God, that the great revival is coming, is rising up, Father God. Little here, little there, triples everywhere. Father God, it's you, amen, will be the center of the attention, Father God, and no one else. The Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you sent to take away the sins of the world. And all who believe in the Lord Jesus shall be saved. God, we are saved because, amen, of your grace that you give us, God, a gift that cannot be worked for, that cannot be purchased. And God, your mercy, that you will have mercy on whom you have mercy. You have compassion, O Lord God, mighty and wonderful. So God, we thank you right now that throughout the earth that you are blessing and you are keeping your people. And Father God, that you are awakening the church, the body of Christ, amen, to point us to where we should go, what we should be doing, and your will, Father God, mightily. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Lifting up and giving you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. We're praying for those who are in leadership over our countries and nations. We lift up President Barack Obama. And all in the White House, all in Washington, D.C., and all over this nation, the different authorities over the governors of states and God, mayors and vice mayors and councils and so forth, Father God, we are just lifting them up to you, God, you are Lord, you are King. God, we are praying right now, God, and Father God, for we are in the U.S., a nation of distress, and God, in under your judgment, but we ask for, in your wrath, you remember mercy. We ask for the souls of the eaten to come into the kingdom, and that we will be ready. We'll be watching. We're watchful and thankful and in devotion unto you. God, we pray for other nations and continents, their leadership. You said to pray for them, God, that we can live a peaceable and quiet, godly life with holiness in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those who are sick. God, we know you to be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. You heal. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. You heal cancer and heart disease. And God, you heal big, small, little, whatever we ask for in the name of Jesus. You said, when we two or three come into agreement, it shall be done. God, you heal, you raise up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And glory to your name, God. Bless your holy name that, amen, that you are answering prayers mightily in a major way, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. Father God, we thank you right now, God, that you're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. You provided Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, and that we have forgiveness of sins, and because he shed his blood, and without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. But God, glory be to your name that we are forgiven, and we can call on you in truth. We can call on you, Father God, because you hear the prayers of the righteous, and you tell us they availeth much. It availeth much, O Lord God. O God, we believe in your supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders from you, from your hand, Lord God, that you be glorified. O Lord, bless your name. O God, help us, O God, this day. Help us, Lord God, to be protected. And God, we come to you as our shield. We come to you as our refuge, as our strong tower. We come to you, Almighty God, to spread your wings over us and our people, our family. O God, the saved and unsaved in our families, and God, we this our neighbors and our communities, God, our city, because God, we know that the days are evil and the time is short. And so, God, we are praying because we know that you do not take pleasure in the death of the wicked, and you but all to come to repentance. So this to you, God, we lay at your feet the mighty miracles of salvation that you're bringing forth in the earth. To you be the praise. And to you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us on today. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word, Biblical Coaching. To God be the praise. Be blessed. Have an awesome day. My portion.